This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to leave tomorrow's happenings in the Southern District of Florida to our political reporter colleagues, and we will instead begin by pointing out, once again, that the economy waits for no one. The latest Consumer Price Index will be upon us tomorrow, and Wednesday brings an interest rate announcement from Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed, a skip, perhaps, or a longer pause, or something else. We will just have to wait and see. But right now, as it stands, inflation is just under 5%. The Fed's target, of course, is 2%. But is that the right target? Should it be higher? Maybe. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going with the arguments for and against.
Every good debate starts with competing opinions. On the team for raising the inflation target number is Lawrence Ball, an economist at Johns Hopkins University. He thinks the Fed should double its target to 4%.
If 4% was low enough for Paul Volcker, it should be low enough for all of us, I think.
Volcker, the Fed chair during the great inflation of the 70s and 80s, he let inflation settle at around 4%. And Ball says that worked for a bit. And that studies show when inflation gets below 5%, it's important for consumers.
5% seems roughly like a critical level, that when inflation drops below 5%, people don't worry about it very much.
He says inflation would adjust, wages would adjust, and we'd settle into a new norm. Plus, he says if the Fed rests at that mark today, it could potentially slow the economy without pushing it into a recession. Now, on the other side of this debate, on team Stay at 2%, is economist Frederick Mishkin at Columbia University.
What's really important is not just the level you choose, but that people know that you're committed to keep it at a particular level.
Mishkin says moving the target means the target loses value, that people will come to expect the Fed to raise the target whenever it wants, and that consumers and business owners will expect climbing inflation to become the norm, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And that's actually bad for the economy. It's bad for the worker. It's bad for everybody.
It's why David Wessel, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, lands somewhere in the middle of this debate. He's in favor of the Fed raising the target just a bit, from 2 to 3%, a little less jarring for businesses and consumers than 4%. But he thinks the Fed should only make that move after inflation cools.
Because no one will accuse you of doing it just as an opportunistic moment.
He says a good time to do it would be during the Fed's big strategic monetary policy meeting, which happens around every 5 years. The next one should be in 2025. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.